Welcome to Be Inspired, your ultimate resource for finding inspiration so that we as a collective can live consciously and creatively in a rapidly changing world. I'm your host, Francesca, and I'm thrilled to be with you here today because this episode is about cultivating inclusive leadership in communities to spark positive change. Fresh off the heels of Black History Month, I've had the incredible honor of curating the Canadian Caribbean Association of Halton's Black History Month art exhibition, an experience that celebrated the depth, resilience, and brilliance of Black artists. And as we move forward, I'm already preparing for the Halton Black History Awareness Society's Emancipation Summer Art Exhibition. These exhibitions aren't just about showcasing art. They're about telling stories and educating and creating spaces where culture and history are honored. But today, I want to talk about something just as powerful, an opportunity to deepen our understanding and commitment to inclusive leadership. On March 19th, an incredible free workshop is taking place. And if you're an educator, business leader, or community leader, this is something you don't want to miss. Brought to you by the Halton Black History Awareness Society, presented to you in partnership with True to Soul Network, Inc., and supported by Halton Region's Investment Fund. Why this training matters. This CDLT workshop on cultivating inclusive leadership in communities is not just another training session. It's an essential program designed to help organizations, businesses, and individuals optimize their engagement within our diverse, multicultural communities. Now more than ever, we need leaders who can create spaces that embrace differences, foster inclusivity, and drive meaningful change. This workshop, led by diverse facilitators with lived experience, does just that. Here's what participants can expect to gain. 1. An introduction to cultural diversity. Understanding the foundational elements of diverse societies and the importance of representation. 2. Anti-racism and discrimination training. Tools to identify and dismantle systemic barriers. 3. Developing authentic inclusivity. Moving beyond surface-level diversity to real, sustainable inclusion. 4. Appreciating Canadian Black and Multicultural History, a deep dive into the histories that shape our communities today. And finally, 5 is about designing engaging educational and community programming. So learning practical strategies to ensure initiatives are impactful and relevant. Feedback shared from previous sessions have described this program as one of the most historically informative and beneficial experiences they've encountered, with one attendee who shared, and I'll quote, that these sessions promote progressive engagement and community enhancement, end of quote. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds like the kind of leadership development we need more of. So who benefits from this training? This training is for anyone committed to making a difference, whether in a classroom, a boardroom, or a community space. If you're an educator, this will help you foster inclusive learning environments that reflect the realities of all students. If you're a business leader, you'll walk away with strategies to create equitable workplaces. And if you're a community leader, you'll gain insights into how to build initiatives that truly serve and uplift diverse populations. Inclusivity isn't just a buzzword, it's a responsibility. And the more we invest in understanding and appreciating different perspectives, the stronger and more connected our communities become. So don't miss out. Let me just give you the details here. I'll repeat that. The date is March 19th. The location is going to be held at Well Spaces, which is 901 Guelph Line, and that's in Burlington. And the runtime will be from 9:30 to 4:30 with snacks and lunch provided. And there is ample free parking available. And did I mention this training is completely free? But space is limited, so if that speaks to you, don't wait. Now here's my challenge to you. Take action. If you believe in the power of education, inclusivity, and leadership, and sign up today. Share this opportunity with colleagues, with friends, and community members who could benefit. We are all responsible for shaping the future we want to see, and this workshop is a step toward that vision. So if you're interested, connect with me. Let's get you registered. And let me leave you with this. Will you step up and be a leader in your community? Will you invest in your growth and the growth of others? If your answer is yes, then I'll see you at the CDLT workshop on March 19th. Thanks again for listening to Be Inspired. Remember to like, subscribe, and share. Until next time, stay engaged, stay inspired, and most importantly, stay committed to making a difference.